barrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Well, it was my fault when they said, "Where's the dildo at?" And I said, "Why do you want the dildo?" And that didn't go over well.
I didn't know what it was, and Paul said, "Well, obviously you didn't do the cyber sexing," and I did a lot of the cyber sexing back in the old AOL chat room.
How did you miss out on that?
Yeah. ASL was like the standard greeting, you know, age, sex, location. Was I even interested?
Maybe I'm out of practice, or maybe at the time I just didn't really give a shit how old they were. I don't know.
And the location was always California.
They were all...
Yeah, you got New York in there every now and again.
Occasionally, but everyone said they were from California.
That's just the thing to say. I don't think I lied. Is that what I missed out on? I probably would have got a lot more suitors had...
Had you been from Cali?
They were all dudes, so...
Right, like, that's, you know, probably looking back on it, the gayest experience I've ever had.
Yeah, and when you were beating off, under the impression that he was... teenage girl, at which point that's not gay, right?
Right. But I mean, like, there couldn't be that many horny teenage girls on the internet. You know, like, it was really easy to get some cyber sex.
I mean, you know, if a lady is reading a romance novel written by a woman, that doesn't make her a lesbian.
Kinda.
It's depicting, you know, it's all text. Joining us this week, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hello.
You're gonna do that the whole show now.
You want me to do a fake accent throughout the whole show?
Because if you don't, then people won't know who's talking. They'll say, "Who's that guy that we introduced at the beginning?" Also, Napier, Paul, great.
Regular crew.
Yeah, last week we teased Napier drunk talk. Napier gun talk. I'm probably
Napier gun all, talk. Yeah.
Napier gun talk. So. I need to collect myself. So you just kill a couple minutes here.
Okay. Guns are awesome. And yeah, I don't want you to kill time, so I'm just gonna not say that. So it
guns
messes.
Are awesome. That's your gun. Okay.
Keep in mind the pre-show like warm up was like, "Hey, what do you got?" Napier's like, I got gun talk. I was like, "Okay, let's hear some gun talk." And he says,
"No, I need to throw off the rhythm here.
I like guns."
There we go. That's one down, one topic down.
That was really guns are awesome.
Yes.
And now back to me.
Yeah, back to you. I'm going to give you
We're just on this
I'm
going to
give you the glove
you, and you're the driver.
Whoever has this glove, you have the topic.
Okay, so if I'm holding the glove, I'm the one that talks?
No, you just have the topic.
So now you guys aren't going to talk because I'm holding the glove?
No, we'll talk, but it's your topic.
I'm going to talk without the glove.
Mostly I'll just sit here and think of how to make you look like an asshole.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how hungry is your
That's
asshole,
a way more fun game.
You know, for a while there, I was joking about the whole Mike and the wheelbarrow full of dicks thing. But I really feel like I should have some kind of precedent over you Johnny-come-lately cocksuckers that just show up on Monday nights. Fuck you guys.
Demanding beverages.
Yeah. Paul shows up last week. Oh, you have caffeine-free Coke. Why don't you bring some fucking Coke over here?
No, come on. The chat room is with me on this. Who the fuck drinks caffeine-free anything?
Exactly. I don't even eat caffeine-free bacon anymore.
Every once in a while.
Fuck that, too. Well, then why drink a coffee? Have yourself a glass of water.
Because it's tasty.
Uniformed Texan wants to know, I want to know how Napes feels about the potential assault weapon ban.
There isn't going to be one.
I just got it over the Twitters.
So. Look, if there was going to be a ban, they wouldn't be talking about executive orders. The executive order thing, that's way down the list of shit that they would have to get to before everything else. So the fact that they're mentioning it means that there's no support in Congress. It's not going to pass. They're probably not going to get even a magazine ban, or else they wouldn't talk about executive order, which is probably just going to be some bullshit.
By the way, if you'd like to call the show, the phone number is 309-740-1430 on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Or you can catch us on Skype at Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. No, WFO Dicks.
Good drunk. Good.
Nailed it.
Do you feel that went well?
No, it never does. I'll get better eventually. Probably not, though.
We are featured on the Interrobang, which is a website associated with the Ron and Fez show.
That sounds like a pornographic website.
It is an actual website that linked to our show. Pretty excited about it. I mean, I was the one that submitted it. It wasn't like they honored us or something. I mean, you know, I sent it in and they accepted it. But it's still pretty cool.
It's better than them not accepting
it. It's true. Actually, the first time I sent it, I think they did not accept it. But I sent it in again. I was persistent. And they rewarded me for my persistence.
Michael, can I ask you a question?
What's that?
Did you get any reviews this week?
That's funny you should ask. Yes, we did actually get several reviews. I think
I saw the one that you posted.
I didn't post any.
No, you posted a picture of a review that somebody put in.
Oh.
Do we have a Skyper?
I think so.
Are you fucking this up right now, dude?
No, I'm not. But I think we went from 12 to 16, so...
You messed that up, didn't you?
No,
somebody,
I didn't.
Somebody actually called in.
No, somebody requested to be our friend or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Via the
I like
Twitters.
Friends.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, no, we got a couple. I mean, you know, I had to offer them free shit to get it, but...
hey, fair enough.
We got a couple, and they were very nice. There was some really nice reviews. So, yeah, keep them coming, I guess, you know...
Six more to go.
Yeah, I offered 10. I think I've given away, like, 4 or 5 now, and...
Should you mention they probably should not put their address into the review?
No, not in the review. That would be bad. However, email it to me. None of the people that reviewed us have emailed me their address yet. I mean, you know, if you want to do that, I mean, I'm a legit dude. I'm not gonna send you like dick pics or anything. Send me your address. I'll send you a shirt. We made that deal.
Can you, if they request a dick pic, will you give them a dick pic?
Will I give them a dick pic? I mean, if they ask me for a dick pic, I will probably send them a picture of a dick. However, it will more than likely not be mine.
Well, you're not supposed to tell them that.
I think you're going to need to get your Polaroid back from Paul first before you do that.
You know,
man, it's all digital now.
Yeah, in the digital world, you don't really need a Polaroid camera anymore, do you?
Yeah, well, but that would be a personal
via
touch.
The mail with the shirt. Are you just going to send them a memory card? Here you go.
That shit out,
thumb drive. Here's a thumb drive with your T-shirt.
I got one inquiry about the car.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I have to get the...
The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program is the only internet radio program or podcast offering cars for iTunes reviews. I will point that out. What was your inquiry about the car?
You know, they were asking if I was serious, and I told them, you know, I indeed was serious.
May I ask who it was that?
It was our only fan.
Our number one fan.
Well, is she our number one fan, or you know? I don't know. She was our only fan for a period of time.
Boisterous fan.
But I don't know if she's our number one fan.
Who would you consider our number one fan?
Me. No. I don't listen.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying you can't just hand things that like that out haphazardly.
That's true.
But yeah, she...
Well, yes, you can. It's not working.
You know, I said I have to work on the... I don't have the title right now.
So
that's the big problem.
In our quest to find out if people are actually listening by offering free shit, all we really found out was that the one person we know listens still listens.
And in this case, she might like some free shit.
So why don't you have the title of your car that doesn't work?
Because this car is very... it was in my dad's name... Yeah, you know, we bought it years ago, and I've asked him for it many times, and he doesn't know where it is. So yes, it's been sitting in my driveway for like a year now.
That's funny, because your dad's a relatively organized person. I'm surprised he doesn't know where that is.
Yeah, you know, who knows?
You probably assumed it was never going to come up.
Right. Maybe I'll just give it away and just say it was stolen. Will that work? Yeah, one day, came home, no car.
Damn. Previously, last week, we discussed briefly the Lost Prophet singer who was arrested on accusations of conspiracy to rape a one-year-old girl. And so, I mean, in light of that, the question that I have is it okay to still like the Lost Prophets? Like, is it okay to still, like, rock their tunes, or is it, like, kind of fucked up now?
Only during sex.
Yeah, you can't listen to it while you have sex.
No, you can only listen to it while you have sex.
Okay, well, yeah, that's... I'll go with that.
Now it's love making music, you know?
Now it just makes it a little bit sexier, but, you know, if you're rocking out in your car by yourself, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're getting
at.
Well, I mean, you know... It seems like everybody's just kind of forgotten, you know, the accusations thrown at Michael Jackson over the years.
Well, he's dead.
I mean, I'm not at all in any way comparing, you know, the
raping timeless, a 1-year-old to waking a 4-year-old? What's the difference?
The timeless music of Michael Jackson to, you know, a couple of punk hits from the 2000s. But, you know, or that isn't punk, is it? What is that?
I couldn't even hum a Lost Prophet song before you referenced it.
But
and I have a large humming repertoire.
But I just worry if, you know, it's I mean, should I get rid of my CD? I think I have a couple. Should I get rid of them or
you should burn them?
I think you're good.
Well, I remember when that Gary Glitter guy. I don't even remember what he. I'm not even going to begin to say. I think it had something to do with pedophilia, but I don't remember when that Gary Glitter guy first that story first came out. You know, hockey rinks and sporting events all kind of did away with his song.
But then they like said.
But then it slowly came back.
It's a great. Like,
it's so catchy.
Well, like, people eventually forgot why they got rid of it.
Yeah, you know, the audience was like, "Hey, man, what happened to that? Na 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 na. Hey, you know what happened? We got to bring that back." They're like, "Yeah, but he fucked a kid."
Well, that's
like,
what it, that was the song he sang as he fucked the kids. Hey.
But dude, don't worry. None of it was consensual for either party.
So no one got pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
Do you ever, like, look at pictures of naked chicks on the internet?
Yes, I do.
Do you ever find pictures of chicks that bear a remarkable resemblance to people you know?
Yes,
all the time.
It's just a funny coincidence, and you, like, see it, and you're like, that looks a whole lot like so-and-so.
Is it somebody that I know, too?
No, I mean, like, you know, it's happened many times.
Because, I mean, you know, as...
One time we thought we saw a picture of Drunk's sister.
Yeah?
Yeah. But upon closer inspection, we decided it was probably not.
The younger one or the not the younger one? Okay.
Would we want to look at Drunk's sister naked?
The younger one? Probably.
The older one, not so much?
Probably not.
Fact. I mean, that's
not a good-looking gal, huh?
She's married.
She kind of look like you?
They all look like me.
In her younger days, she had her time, you know. She had her 15 minutes in the sun.
Yeah. No, not so much. Right. Dude, pull up pictures of drunk sister. I want to look at her now.
Oh, I don't know where they are or what.
No, I'm not talking about the naked ones. I just want to, you know.
Damn, I might have something.
All right, yeah, pull them out, man. I got time.
Talk amongst yourselves, man.
So, yeah, it's always funny. Then you do, like...
We teased Napier gun talk last week. You had an entire week to, like, think about what is it that I'm going to say. I'm going to do my Napier gun talk. We talked about it when you got here at, like, 7:30. We were like, oh, are you going to do some gun talk? And you were like, yeah, dude, I'm going to do some gun talk. And then we went to Napier, and what did he say? Guns are awesome, back to you.
Dude, guns are awesome.
I like guns. All right.
Well, I'm not going to go off on a rant.
That's not so attractive, sister.
That's your what?
Not so attractive, sister.
I agree. Okay.
We're in consensus there. It's good.
So, and then this is the only one I got of my other sister passed out on her 21st birthday.
That's a start.
Yeah.
That's a start.
She looks like she could be easily taken advantage of in that picture, doesn't she?
So, that's it. That's...
Well, it was either that or go off on like a gun rant, and that's not entertaining.
This is the appropriate forum for a gun rant, right?
I don't think I think most of our listeners would find it boring. All five listeners.
So I saw this thing online that uses the recoil of the gun.
Oh, the bump fire stock. Yeah, yes.
Is that legal? Can I get one of those in Missouri?
It skirts a line. It's like right there on the line of legality. And the ATF, when they approved it, the guys went to them and they said, well, this stock, it's for people who have a sensitivity to recoil, like older people with shoulder injuries. And what it does is the gun's going to kick backwards a little bit, and that's going to absorb the recoil. And they said, okay, fine, yeah, that's cool. We like, you know, helping out people that have, you know, problems. Perfectly okay. They sold it as, check this out. If you hold this just right and at the right angle, it's going to bump your arm back and forth like an automatic, sort of, kind of, but not really. And then they would show it and like, it would shoot off like five at a time and then stop and then sometimes three, sometimes two, or sometimes it wouldn't. I mean, if you don't angle it right, it doesn't really work awesomely. Like, it's not going to make your gun into a full auto. It might fire one, it might fire two, might fire three, but each time it's still pulling the trigger, so it's legal. And the ATF was not amused.
So that seems pretty awesome. Have you ever seen FPS Russia videos on YouTube?
His stupid little fake accent.
Yes. Is that the don't be pussy guy?
Yes, yes. Have a nice day.
I like Hickok 45. If you like gun videos, watch Hickok 45. Don't watch FPS Russia shoot fucking dynamite for no damn reason.
Well, this guy, he's, you know, he's like the fifth biggest channel on YouTube. He's got, you know, 3 million subscribers. His videos get, you know, millions of hits per video.
Oh yeah, he's making bank off that too.
His business partner, who like supplies him with all the weaponry and everything, was found murdered in his home like a week ago.
Like actually murdered? I thought that might have been like a bit or something.
No, he was actually killed. I found the news article in the Times about it. And like he was like tied to a chair and executed.
Wow!
You know, surrounded by all his guns. And of course, everyone on the internet's like, "Should have had more guns." There's like nothing. You missed the point, but it's kind of crazy.
Wow! He must have pissed off the wrong group of people.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing what we let hot chicks get away with?
What did we let them get away with this time?
I was browsing one of the internet sites the other day, and I saw a video of the chick in Destiny's Child that nobody knows her name. The two of them are somewhat famous.
Not Beyonce or Kelly.
Yeah, the other one.
Right.
Her and Beyonce met up, and they have this real elaborate handshake, and they like sing a song while they're doing their handshake about it's the Inspector Gadget music, and something about respecting their gangster, and like they think it's really funny. They think they're fucking hilarious. And other people must think it's funny, too, because they posted it on an internet site and recorded it and stuff. And, it, I mean, like, if it wasn't two hot chicks doing it, if it was just...
Me and
two,
Paul?
Yeah, if it was you and Paul, it would be the stupidest fucking thing in the world. But well,
like, nobody wants to watch him and Paul.
We allow attractive females to think that they're funny. Why?
Is that bad?
I think it is. Well, is it just, am I bitter? Is that the problem?
Would you prefer us to just tell them off right now?
No. I just feel like...
Beyonce and other girl, nobody knows your name, you're not funny. There, I did it for you.
Women aren't funny. Let's just be honest. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to be that guy.
No, that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, name a funny woman then. No, just the first one. You don't have to pick a good one.
No, there are funny.
Just say one, he'll think there's a million.
And don't you fucking say Whitney Cummings, goddamn it.
No,
that
no,
bitch she's is not
funny.
No.
She's mildly attractive.
Mildly attractive and somewhat hoary and self-depreciating. So, like, you know. Yeah, no, she's not funny at all. She irritates the shit out of me.
I mean, it's been approximately 45 seconds. Queen Latifah? Queen Latifah's funny?
No, Queen Latifah is not funny. No, but there are funny females. I just think that, you know, we allow
that chick from the Ferdicast. She's about the funniest chick I've ever met.
No, she actually there you go. The chick from the Ferdicast. Yeah, she is funny actually.
No, Amy Schumer is not funny.
Who's Amy Schumer?
That's probably the chick from the Ferdicast, and I just
I
said
think
no
she's
for no
exactly
reason.
Like Whitney Cummings. She's just attractive enough that we let her get away with it.
Yeah.
I have no idea who Amy Schumer is.
Just
throwing that out.
The Queen of Mean, what's her name?
Lisa Lampanelli. Okay, Lisa Lampanelli's pretty funny.
I don't... Like, yeah, have you actually heard her stand-up?
She's, yeah, I mean, like, when
she's unattractive
not,
enough that, you know, she has to be.
Right. But, I mean, she's still just, like, talking about getting pounded by big black dicks.
Have you
like,
ever heard her actual stand-up?
I mean, I guess maybe not.
I acquired some Lisa Lampanelli.
Who the fuck is Judy Tenuta?
Sounds like she crams things into her ass.
Yeah.
Tenuta? Who the fuck is that?
I bet she's hilarious. I'm going to take
OV
this.
OV threw that out in the chat. Judy Tenuta. I'm gonna tell everyone, you need to check out this Judy Tenuta because I bet she's fucking hilarious. Because, no. Judy Tenuta? During the break, I'm looking up Judy Tenuta videos. I want to know who the fuck that is. She's got a funny name. I mean, that's pretty fucking funny.
So, Mike, have you ever been completely alone?
What were we talking about? Oh, we were talking
Lisa
about...
Lisa Lampanelli.
We were talking about how we let... Okay.
Okay.
That chick from Bridesmaids is pretty funny.
Well, I'll tell you. A friend of mine sent me a link to a pod... It wasn't the host of the podcast. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was a friend of a friend that was on a podcast as a guest, and she told a story. She's a stand-up comedian. She's supposed to be funny, but she told like a real-life story about when she went crazy. She was on drugs, and she stabbed her mom like 30 times with a steak knife. And like, I just imagine if I'm in a comedy club... watching a chick tell a real life story about how she stabbed her mom 30 times with a comedy club, I'd be like, this is a fucking bummer. This isn't funny. What the fuck?
Oh, you can make that story funny.
Do you remember that one broad at the Funny Bone
Impromptu,
where we went to?
Please make a story funny. I mean, does it have a sound effect? How can you make a story about stabbing someone 30 times funny?
I mean, it's kind of funny just on the surface, really. It doesn't need a lot of elaboration. I mean, you could tie it into just like, you know, women are being crazy in general. I'm so crazy, I stabbed my mom 30 times with a knife.
She must have been on her period, am I right? All right. Break.
Fuck you all.
Position, by the way.
You like that? You like how I just went right into it?
Damn right.
Break time, bye.
Break time, bye.
Union.
I'll be back in just a few minutes.
on RadioFubar.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
Steve was a ladies' man who loved him and left him. A regular cocksmith. Until one day, he crossed the wrong woman, who used her witchcraft to curse him. If Steve was going to think with his dick, he'd have to talk to it too. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks proudly presents Me and My Talking Dick. Taped in front of a live studio audience.
Can't you just keep quiet? You're scaring them all away. I can't understand what you're saying.
Jesus, it's so hot and musty in here.
Yeah, we'll make it quick. We're in the middle of a Sears Hardware here.
Look, I'm not saying the chick working in the vinyl siding section was ugly or anything, but don't you think we could afford to be a little bit more choosy?
I can't afford to be anything. I haven't gotten laid in months because you keep singing Usher songs and making every girl I've gotten in bed uncomfortable.
I can't help it. Start sticking me in there, and I'm inspired to sing. Do you really want to be stifling my creativity? Do you really want to be just another anonymous, boring, heartless dick?
Yes, that's exactly what I want. I didn't ask for you. You're a curse.
Well, that hurts. I thought we were becoming friends. Best friends, even.
We are friends. You're my penis. I just want us to be able to work as a team.
Well, it doesn't seem like you look at us as a team. It seems like you're thinking you're the boss of me. Well, we'll see who's the boss of who. Maybe I just won't show up when you need me. Maybe I'll just play possum. How would you like that? Think you're embarrassed of a penis that kicks out slow jams? Just wait till you whip out old Softy for her to suck on.
Are you threatening a labor dispute?
Maybe I am.
Hey, how's it going today, sir? Anything I can help you? Is that your dick? Get out of this store immediately. Come on, get out now.
Tune in next time as Steve and his penis visit the White House.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
And welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks radio internet program.
Yeah. And this bitch is getting it.
Yeah, somehow we got going on Beej.com watching some chick suck a dick. I don't know how this happened. I mean, we were
isn't
doing...
Isn't she fast-forwarding right now? No, no, she's just going at it.
Oh, you think that's in fast-forward? No, she's just really, really good. I mean, like, as far as, you know, an endurance race. She's going at it like a champ. Let's get back to the show. let's close the porn for now.
For now.
Yeah.
Just for now.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about Lance Armstrong telling Oprah he's a cheater?
I didn't care before, and I don't care now.
Why now, though? Why not just continue? What changed?
I'm sure that's...
I mean, if you're going to be a liar... Why not just continue to be a liar?
Yeah.
Why wait until way after anybody gives a shit and then tell the truth?
Because now no one gives a shit.
Yeah. Now nobody cares.
So if nobody gives a shit, then why tell?
Because when it was big, it was like, oh, you know, Lance Armstrong didn't do that shit. He was not a cheater. And then now that it's all kind of blown over, he's like, yeah, I was a cheater, actually.
I mean, in a way,
doesn't it kind of say you can't really achieve great things? Because that was his whole thing, is, you know, he overcame obstacles and achieved great things.
But he still did.
Yeah, it didn't stop him from having cancer. So,
lung and testicular cancer.
Well, do you think he was lying about that too?
Lung, testicular, and brain cancer at the same time.
Sounds like bullshit to me.
You know, it doesn't really take too much to cheat at a sport that nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah.
Kind of dick move.
But if you're going to cheat at a sport that people care about, right?
Like swimming.
Yeah.
Right.
If the world dart champion was an American and he was taking like muscle relaxers to get his aim better or something, and then it came out years later that he was taking muscle relaxers, I would probably give about as much of a shit as Lance Armstrong and him blood doping. Could not give a fuck less.
It always makes me think of those Canadian snowboarders who got their gold medals taken away for smoking weed.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
I saw a preview for a new show that's going to be on the Showtime network. I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems like Showtime is kind of taken over, you know, beaten out HBO as like the place that has all the new shows that people care about.
No, HBO still has True Blood and
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones is what's up.
Yeah, but anyway, okay, I won't argue with you. But
Showtime is good as well.
They have a new one.
Golden Globes.
They have a new one that has Liev Schreiber. You know who Liev Schreiber is, don't you?
Yeah, no. He was the guy in the Wolverine movies.
He was Sabretooth. And he's been in just about everything. And like, it's funny because if you watch the preview, you can't help but think of Harvey Keitel's character in Pulp Fiction. You know, the guy that comes
the
in and
the wolf.
Yeah, basically, Liev Schreiber is the wolf, only he's the main character, and like the whole show is about him and what he does. So it actually looks kind of interesting, but I can't help but think that that's where their inspiration for the character came from, is watching Pulp Fiction one night and saying, you know, that would be a good show.
Did you see Jason Statham's coming out with another Transporter movie?
Transporter 4? Or is it just like another movie?
Transporter 6.
It's called Parker. It's basically the same.
So it's just another movie where he's playing the Transporter. I mean, like, all the, you know, Safe and...
Right, they're all, yeah, I'm just saying, like...
Crank, really. You know, Crank was just, you know, the Transporter on drugs.
Right, the Transporter who had to be even more crazy. Yeah. And then he had another one that was like the Transporter, and then now
the Italian Job, wasn't that kind of the Transporter too?
Yeah,
I don't think he was in that one though.
That one that he was a hitman, the mechanic.
Yeah, the mechanic.
That was the Transporter too. So,
I mean, he's good in those. You know,
sure,
he found his spot. You know, good for him.
Have you guys ever been watching a TV show and the main character, like, they get into a situation, and the main character's offered a gun, and he goes, no, I don't use guns. And then he goes at it the most back-asswards way, and if he would just have a gun, it would have been over, like, 30 minutes earlier.
Well, I like when the final face-off in a movie involves two characters that have guns, and they decide to drop the guns and duke it out.
Yeah, for no damn reason.
Like, at the end, I think at the end of Expendables 2, like, you know, Stallone drops his gun and Jean-Claude Van Damme walks out with a fucking machine gun and he's, oh, okay, well, I'll drop mine too. Fuck you, man. I'll shoot you in the face.
I'm Indiana Jones.
I don't want to get punched in the face.
Right. Yeah. No shit.
Fuck that. You don't have a gun and I have one? I'm shooting you in the face.
Have you seen Looper?
Yes, I did.
So, it was an alright flick, right? What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good flick. It had its flaws, but I think for the most part it was good.
So I guess the thing really bothered me is, like, so at one point, you know, they're trying to chase down the future guy, and so they start, like, getting the younger version of him and, like, cutting off limbs and shit, right?
Yeah.
Why don't they just shoot him in the fucking head?
Yeah.
Like, they're getting the old guy back so they can kill him.
Well, that I was yelling that through Taken 2, like, through the whole movie, I was yelling, why don't you just shoot her in the face? But you were talking about Looper, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, they, like, start lopping off limbs so they can get this guy to come back so they can kill him. And then they're presumably killing the guy who they just lopped off all his limbs as well. So, like, just shoot him. Why are we going through all this?
Did you see Taken 2?
No.
Basically, Taken 2 one of the guys that he killed in Taken One's dad is pissed. He says, oh, well, I want him and his daughter and his wife. Now, theoretically, you would want the daughter and the wife to get him. Right. I mean, that's what you would want to do. So at one point in the movie, spoiler alert, I guess, even though who cares? I mean, Liam Neeson kills everybody at the end.
Liam motherfucking Neeson.
They have him. They have him chained up. They're going to kill him. That's the plan. And they're chasing this chick on the roof, the daughter on a rooftop, because, you know, they want her alive. Why? You got the dad. Shoot her in the face.
Well, weren't they going to sell her into sexual slavery?
I think that was Taken One.
Yeah, that was Taken One. This one, they just want to kill everybody.
Well, now they're going to recoup their investment.
But then at the end, they have the wife. He's chasing them. Why not just shoot her in the face? What do you need to carry her around for? He's still coming. He's right there. Shoot her in the face.
Well, then he might not keep coming.
He would. Well, you just killed his wife.
We saw how
he's going to hunt you down.
He's got a particular set of skills.
Because he has a particular set of skills. Motherfucker. But yeah, no, I'd have shot both of those broads in the face. I mean, what's the point of not shooting him? Like, what is all this shit about taking people and tying them up and, like, giving out your elaborate plan? Does nobody just shoot each other in the face anymore? Do we have to have these elaborate setups where he turns a chick upside down and cuts a little hole in her neck so that she starts bleeding? Fucking shoot her in the face. You think he's going to be any more bummed out that you stabbed her and you watched her bleed for a while as opposed to shooting her in the fucking face?
I think
she's still going to be dead.
People like torture porn. That's why that Jesus movie did so well. People like seeing other people beat the shit. That's what they like seeing.
Okay, speaking of shooting people in the face.
Yeah.
You have one of those stick figure things on the back of your car, right? You have...
No, I don't.
No, I'm saying let's say you do.
Okay.
Your whole family's on there. There's a mom, a dad, a couple of kids, a dog, the whole thing.
I got an interesting story for that.
Your wife,
yep,
is murdered.
Yep.
Or dies in a car crash or something. What is the reasonable amount of time to wait before you remove her sticker from
the next day?
30 days.
I mean, when you sell the car.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to drive, that would probably be in poor taste if that was your only mode of transportation and you drove that to the funeral, like, with her still on it, right?
I think it would be in poor taste to have removed her by the time the funeral comes around.
I know, I was just thinking, you know, you go to the place that, you know, she's being laid to rest and everybody's parking and walking by your car, because obviously you're the husband, you're the first one there, you're probably going to get a good spot. So everybody's going to walk by your car, and if they see her on there, they'd be bummed out, wouldn't they?
Yeah, like, but I mean, at the funeral, people are bummed out. That's how it goes.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to raise people's spirits?
My wife dies, I'm going to be the last one to show up at the funeral. Because, like you said, I got a spot. You know, they're saving a spot for me. I don't need to sit there and wait.
But they wouldn't know that you weren't there yet. They would assume you would be there.
I'm sure the whoever's doing the service will be like, oh, well, hold on. Her beloved husband is not here. And then they'll just carry on.
They're not parking Nazis, dude. They don't give a shit about the parking lot.
Parking? Was anyone talking about parking?
I was. It said you'd have a good parking spot and your sticker would be there.
Well, I'm talking like, you know.
Drunk's paying attention, you're not.
I'm talking about your seats at the funeral.
Yet. Oh. Nobody's going to sit in the first row.
Late,
sure.
Get in the first row. You're good to go.
So I was following this van, and as I got closer to it, I noticed that it had those fucking stick figures on there, and the man sticker was crudely scratched out, and it had this like obscene like ass gesture kind of bumper sticker on there about
they covered it up with a bumper sticker.
No, they crudely scratched out the male stick figure dude.
Yeah,
crudely scratched that out. And one of the kids. And one of the kids.
Wow.
So I got to look at this family's personal drama in stick figure form Like, wow, that tells way too much about that fucking
family.
Did you
speed up to see who was driving? Like, how she looked?
I didn't get a chance. I couldn't get around.
What did you guys call a ratchet hoe? Did she look like a ratchet hoe?
I don't know. She was riding an older van. I assume she must have been at least 70 to 80 pounds overweight, probably like a thin lady mustache going on. Something along those lines. So yeah, I got to look at all this drama in stick figure form, and it's just amazing. And I want everybody out there to know, if you don't take off the stickers right, people are gonna think that you're a whore. And we all know that you hate your son for going with the dad.
Don't you think? What if it was like a guy and like 8 kids? That would be kind of creepy too.
Oh, another thing that I notice, a lot of those little stick figures also have the stick figure pets. And sometimes they'll scratch those out and put another pet on top of it.
Have you guys heard of Backpage.com?
I have not.
It's like Craigslist how it used to be.
Like, so only whores?
All the prostitutes.
So all the fucking real, real far out there degenerate.
Yeah, creepos. And there's like a whole like escort section and everything.
So it's like the back page of RFT.
So that's where we need to get drunk on.
Right, and there was a bunch that were in like right by us, like in Hazelwood. You know? And, like they're over there by the Mark Bland where he lives, Hazelwood, you know, Missouri.
Yeah.
And lots of whores. And they had their pictures online, and their descriptions are very misleading.
What do you mean misleading?
Well, I mean, they all just, you know, talk about how attractive they are, but there's also pictures. So you're like, well.
So they get you to click, and they're hoping that you just go, yeah, okay.
She said she was petite.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, I guess by her definition of petite, maybe she was.
Maybe she meant her vagina.
She has a petite vagina. And there's ones that are like, the best in the biz. Like, do you want the best in the biz when you go to a hooker?
Someone that's high in demand.
Right. I don't know. I think I want the one who, like, no one picks. You know, just.
Well,
you don't want either one.
Yeah. You want someone in the middle.
Yeah, you don't want someone that no one picks.
Then there's a reason, right? She's got a dick.
or smelly thingy.
Smelly cooter.
Yeah.
There's a pool supply place over on Lindbergh that I drive by all the time. And the other day I drove, and you pool supply, you know, they got pool stuff. They got chlorine, yeah. They got covers. They might even have pools, I don't know. But I drove by there the other day, and they had, that was an awesome segment, by the way. I drove by the other day, and they had a fuckload of pool tables out in their parking lot, and it was raining.
Awesome.
And, like, it's funny because chances are those pool tables are ruined, or at least.
No, they're warped. They're fucked.
Probably discounted, at the very least. But what's funny is, you know, you wouldn't think a normal person would think, where do I go for pool tables? Oh, yeah, the pool supply place. But there's probably a fucking idiot somewhere that went in there and was like, hey, man, is this the place I go to get pool tables? And the guy just said, fuck it. Let's start selling pool tables.
I'm sure that's how it came about. Everyone kept calling. It's like, oh, I need a new set of pool balls.
And be like,
we don't have those.
So yeah, no, like we sell like pool supplies. And they're like, well, how do we supplement this in the wintertime when people aren't doing it? What do we do? I know. We'll get the fucking idiots.
We'll sell pool supplies.
We'll get the fucking idiots that think we're talking about billiards here.
They've had them for a while.
They have?
Yeah, since like the mid-90s.
Yeah, but who would think that's dumb where you asses. Go?
I think it's kind of clever. You know, the pool store. Anything you need related to pool, they got it.
Does it take up a large portion of...
It's like half the store.
Huh.
I mean, what else would they...
Like, I go in there for actual pool supplies, not billiards supplies, but...
Do you have a pool?
Mm-hmm.
How come you never invite me over to get in your pool?
You can come over whenever you want.
Would you like to get into the same pool as drunk?
What?
Would you like to get into the same pool as drunk?
Well, I mean, you know,
he's probably
like,
had pool sex in there.
There's chlorine and stuff, right? That'll that'll kill most of it, right?
Yeah, most. But I'd rather a pool have all of it gone. Like if I knew Bobby had like plowed abroad into my pool, I would set that fucking thing on fire first. I'd drain it, fill it full of gasoline, burn it off, and then fill it full, just full of chlorine, drain the chlorine, and then we can start anew.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Well, some things aren't worth getting into my pee hole. So,
do you ever try sex in a pool?
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
No, I didn't.
Water is not a lubricant.
No.
Shower sex is not that great either, really.
No, but, I mean, you got to get it out of the way, though. You got to say you've had it. You got to try it. Same with pool sex. I'd say you should try it, but you're not going to like it.
Oh, God, she was complaining, the water's getting in me. Like, yeah.
We're in a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had that happen where you're like, hey, how about I give you a beej in the shower? I mean, like, okay, but what if you just gave me a beej not in the shower?
Yeah, you're standing. Why would you want to be...
Yeah.
You could not be standing, and it'd be a much
the
more
beach
enjoyable.
The beach in the shower is better than the sex in the shower.
But it's still not as good as a beach not in the shower.
Except for the whole, like, slicking her hair back, making her look 15 kind of thing.
Good job.
Can't do that without the shower.
That was a cheap joke. It's been done.
We're not above that here. We're not above that here.
Okay, fine. I like my women like I like my whiskey. 12 years old and with some bite. Yeah. You're trying not to laugh at that. Fuck you. That was funny.
The definition of funny is anything followed by, fuck you. Yeah. That's funny.
Why would anybody listen to this?
Or you could also say, why aren't you faggots laughing? That also works. You can say that, too.
Yeah.
So when's the next time the ratings come out? And are we going to fall? Or
the ratings?
Yeah. Weren't we, like, number 22 ever in the history of ratings?
Oh, on that list? Yeah. The Dorktown Indie Podcast
list?
You
reckon we're going to fall out of the top 25? Or are we going to escalate?
God.
Probably with that joke.
You can tell he's worried.
No. Seriously? I'm worried because now that I've had this taste of success, yeah,
but not real success,
I want it to continue.
So you think we're going to fall back into the 40s?
See, and that's a fucked up thing because, you know, if you open that door, if you say, hey, man, we think you're good, you're number 22, but then, like, you're not mentioned the next time, it's like, well, fuck you.
They listen to the show.
Yeah, they thought you just had a funny name.
Yeah, and then they actually listened to it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't listen to all those people all the time.
I don't know. No, I appreciate being on the list.
That so you don't know when the next ratings come out?
Well, it's monthly, so it'll be next month.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's not like bi-weekly or weekly or daily.
No,
it's not.
It's monthly, goddammit.
At least it's not quarterly.
Although
if it was quarterly, you'd be on there for a couple more months.
In Korea, by next summer, they plan to have robot prison guards. All of the prison guards will be robots.
Do you reckon this is a good or a bad idea?
I think it's a great idea. I saw a robot band earlier today.
I did too. It's Chuck E. Cheese.
Ace of Spades.
were you checking out all the ladies of the Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I'm saying, you know what I was... 10 at Chuck E. Cheese, I saw a robot band too. They were awesome.
They had a robot drummer with a whole bunch of hands.
Oh.
Drums. And a robot bassist that his fingers moved to play the notes.
So, quick question about the robot guards. Do you think the prisoners are more likely to be maced and tased than with regular prison guards or.
I'm sorry. He said Ace. I'm sorry.
Are the robots going to be, you know, little on that trigger?
Do they still sodomize the prisoners?
I would hope so.
Like, what's prison without a few guards?
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain level of personability to the prison guard prisoner relationship.
Sexual relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you know, without that, then, I mean, you're just kind of sitting in a room.
I think you can get a blowjob.
You don't learn your lesson as well if you don't have that, you know, that authority figure, you know, calling you a cum stain and stuff, you know?
You know that I read that if you count the amount of rapes that occur in prisons, more men are raped per year than women?
I'd believe that.
Well, there's more men in prison, isn't there?
No, I'm just saying, like, you take rapes.
That and women... I mean, how does a woman rape another woman? Let's be honest.
With, like, a broomstick?
Yeah, but what would the point be?
For your jollies?
Yeah.
Yeah, but for your jollies, is it the same as why a guy would rape somebody? A guy would rape somebody
because
he wants...
I'm pretty sure it's for jollies.
Because he wants his dick to feel good. A chick would rape someone with a broom handle, like, as...
To get her jollies?
Yeah.
As some kind of punishment, or...
Maybe she likes it, and it gets her off.
That doesn't get you off. Your broom handle isn't an extension of your stuff. That's stupid.
She could, like, ride her face, you know?
Yeah.
Once she's been fucked unconscious with the broom handle.
Yeah, you have her sit on her.
What would be the point of riding the face of an unconscious person?
Show them you're the fucking boss, man.
They wouldn't know. They'd be
a fucking prison.
They'd just wake up and their face would smell weird. And they'd be like, oh, guess I was raped. Yep. Is that even really rape?
Well, I guess that's why they use the broom handle. That way when they
If
wake
someone
up,
puts
they know.
Their vagina on your face, is that rape?
Did you ask for it?
I mean, it's probably inappropriate, but is it rape?
Were you wearing something that said you asked for it?
I mean, if I put my dick in your mouth and you don't want me to, I mean, I can see how that would be rape. But if a chick rubs her vagina on your face, that might be assault. It might be something, but is it rape?
Yeah, she just raped your face, dude.
Yeah, that's sexual assault.
But it's not rape.
She raped your face.
What's the difference between a violent sexual assault and and rape? So
a knife.
Yeah.
Boom.
Ba-dum-bum.
I watched a movie film a while ago that I recommend everyone watch. And I know
Dale and Tucker vs. Evil?
That was actually a really good movie too.
Pretty good.
I watch, and the thing about this movie is I can't really tell you anything about it. I can't tell you anything that happens. I can't tell you what it's about. I can just tell you that I want you to watch it, and I want to talk to you about it. And I'm not talking about you guys necessarily. I'm talking to anyone. Watch the movie, and then hit me up so that we can talk about it. Because it's a really odd movie, and I don't know if I liked it or not. I don't know how I feel about it, but I do know that I want to talk to somebody about it.
What's the movie there, Michael?
The movie is called The Skin I Live In. I will tell you three things about this movie. One, it has Antonio Banderas. Two, it is entirely in Spanish.
Not
subtitled.
I know.
Nope. But you have to watch this movie, Drunk.
You
have to watch
anyway,
it, and then you have to talk to me about it. And number three, there is a grown man in a tiger suit.
Is there like a 15-minute Cliff Notes version of this movie?
No, you have to watch this movie talk to me about it, because I want to talk to somebody about the movie.
Is it batshit crazy like Pan's Labyrinth?
It's really weird.
It's a really odd film.
And when it was over, I didn't know. I still don't. I watched this movie a couple months ago, and I still don't know if I liked it or not.
You burn it for me, I'll consider watching it.
But he won't.
Yeah.
That,
is it on Netflix?
Can I
watch it on Netflix?
The Skin I Live In with Antonio Banderas. Watch the movie, and then I want to talk to you about
it. I'm not
really
Redboxing this
Spice.
Movie.
Splice.
No, it won't be on Redbox. It's foreign.
Splice?
Yeah, I really recommend Splice.
Isn't that the one where they clone the broad and then she tries to eat him or something?
Yeah, and then one of them fucks her.
Oh, yeah, they both fuck her, don't they?
Yeah.
No, one of them gets raped by her. Like, it turns into a dude.
It's like
and
they raise
fucks
it as
the
their
one.
Kid, but then, like, the guy fucks it. And then she kills the other one.
Isn't that Ethan Hawke?
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Ethan Hawke?
It's a quality film.
I fucking hate Ethan Hawke.
Is it like that Spice World?
I've said that many times on this podcast. I hate Ethan Hawke. I don't like his face.
Well,
I just don't like
it. I'm sure Ethan Hawke doesn't like your face.
He always looks like he just smelled a fart. He always...
Like Adrian Brody?
Yeah, I don't like him either. I don't know why broads think he's attractive. Usually, if there's a dude the broads think are attractive, usually I can say, okay, I can understand that. You know, but with that guy's got a huge, giant mega nose. Yeah, why the fuck do broads think that guy's attractive? That guy's weird looking.
Well, they can sit on his face and ride his nose.
While he's asleep.
Would it be rape?
Well, he's no Mike Moore, that's for sure.
He's no Jeff Jewface.
Oh, and I also wanted to mention that I heard it through the grapevine. Somebody let me know a little secret. We played the Bon and Oboe Show's Christmas thing a couple weeks ago, and we kind of talked about it a little bit.
Is that the one with the alien?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm letting any big secret go here, but somebody told me that that's actually the same guy that does one voice and then goes back and does the other voice. And so that I've decided that that guy's kind of genius.
How is that kind
of genius? It is. It's kind of genius that, you know, I don't know if he writes it or if he does one half of a conversation and then goes back and has a conversation with himself, but it's some kind of like weird like performance art now. It went from like, you know, oh, it's a guy with a funny voice to like that's the same guy talking to himself.
It's a shitty ventriloquist act, dude.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they do all cartoons.
Yeah, it's like the ventriloquist, except he doesn't even have to go through the fucking effort of not making his lips move when he talks. He's Jeff Dunham.
These two like to shit on talent. Other podcasts.
He's Jeff Dunham minus the talent.
So he's Jeff Dunham.
I think it's pretty genius. I do, and I'm really the only opinion that matters because I'm the only one that's listening to the fucking show.
Because it's Mike and the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
But no, I think that it's genius. I do.
But that's how all voiceover work is done.
I fucking wish that I could do all four voices on this show.
You could, because it would
just be a
lot more work.
Yeah.
I don't really enjoy the other three. When I listen to this show, I often say, "That's a good point, Mike," and then I yell at you three because you shit on everything.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you want to do the show solo.
Mike, it's just because you have bad ideas. It's nothing personal. They're just bad
ideas.
I
have bad ideas, and you three combined have no ideas. You bring nothing.
Yeah,
you're worthless.
Yeah, no, we bring our input.
Let's do your gun rant again. It'll be over in 30 seconds. Guns are awesome.
Back to you.
Back
guys.
To you. Fucking motherfucker.
Napier's got an update. Guns still awesome.
Yep.
Back to you.
Back to you, Mike.
Don't get so upset, Michael.
I'm good for at least one rape/pedophile joke show.
Do you like have some kind of thing that alerts you when there's a new rape story? Because it seems like you bring a rape story every week.
Yeah, I have a lot of downtime, and I research for the show.
You Google rape trying to find like some simulated...
I have a Google News alert set up.
Simulated rape porn.
I have a Google News alert set up.
And every now and then there's a news story.
Well, that's what it is. I'm looking for the rape porn, and sometimes I stumble upon articles.
Yeah. It's a good hobby.
I'd be lying if I said I never looked up rape porn. I'd be lying if I said that. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have some downstairs right now.
Is it good?
Burnt to disk.
I don't want that bullshit.
Labeled rape porn.
I just
That's a good label.
I just want to see a bra just shoved right into a headboard.
It's in the R's.
Is that on the burn list for when you die so that people don't find your rape porn?
I think that's probably the least of my worries.
The rape porn is the least of your worries.
No, it's probably
scratching the surface.
It's probably up pretty high on the worries list now that I think of it. Because, I mean, then again, I mean, you guys don't think I'm kidding. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, it'll be a shock when you find it because, I mean, I am telling the truth. I do have rape porn.
Downstairs.
It's all simulated, though.
Rape porn.
You can tell that she's acting. Which
Wink.
Makes it a little less sexy, but not a lot.
Which means you really didn't find the treasure trove.
Are you going to burn all of your butt food that you've been feeding your butt so that it's not hungry?
You had to get that in there.
Yeah, right? I had to get that in there. That would be on my burn list if I had.
Is there hungry butt porn?
Do you have like a lot of hardcore, or like hard copies of porn in your house?
No.
Do you have things that you're worried about people finding when you die?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've got the digital porn stash, the porn folio, if you would.
Porn folio. I like that. Yeah, you just have a folder on your computer?
Right.
Is it labeled porn?
No, it's labeled like, you know, some very generic Windows-looking, you would never suspect it to be anything.
I remember I used to go, it used to go a couple folders in, like, there was fake folders that you had to kind of follow a trail.
And then you said, fuck it.
Yeah, but now I just have it on in a file on my computer labeled porn. It's just porn, capital letters.
Do you have any friends that just, like, have the porn there on the desktop?
Well, I mean, I probably do.
You just go down there, you're like, hey, man, I need to Google something. Oh, yeah, go ahead, no big deal. But it's like, you're just Googling, and it's like the history is popping up with fucking everything they've been looking at. You're like, oh, shit, you know, I know a lot about you. I didn't know that's what you were into.
I don't have anything on my computer that I wouldn't watch with my mom, and that might be creepy.
We had our fantasy hockey draft last night over at a friend's house, and I took my iPad over there to do the draft. And when I opened up my web browser at their house, I had Beej.com loaded up on, because sometimes I'm too lazy to
X out of your shit.
Well, to go to the computer, so I just pull it up on the iPad and, you know, watch porn right there. And I had Beej.com up, and I'm pretty sure that before I could close it, the dude's wife saw what was on my computer, and she was
snickering.
She walked
herself
away pretty quick. I don't know. She already doesn't like me, though, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
Just say it's not. These aren't you. I mean, why would she get upset at your porn collection?
I don't know. You know, her children were there.
Were you showing it to them?
Well, I mean, no.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
If you're showing her kids porn.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise doing that.
Well, I mean,
with my parole officer.
Let's have one last story before we go.
Okay.
I remember Paul was 20, and it was like 9/10 of the way to his birthday, and he got cited for having alcohol.
Yes. MIP. It was awesome.
Yeah.
The court date was after his 21st birthday.
Yeah, so I went to court after my 21st birthday for buying liquor when I was under 21.
Okay.
Yeah, the cops, you know, he pulled us over, and he gave me the option.
The infamous, hey, mister.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm standing outside the store, and just when people walk in, I say, hey, you want to buy me some beer? And somebody finally did. We were like, I need two cases, two 30-packs. What's up? Thank you. And so,
you were 20 and 360 days?
No.
Probably about 340.
Okay.
And, you know, it was like, the court date's like 2 months after you get, so I mean,
okay,
a couple months away from my 21st. But yeah, they pull us over, and they gave me the option to basically like get arrested myself, or also arrest me and my friend Danielle, who's in the car. And so like I probably should have said, "Fuck everybody, arrest us both, get the fuck out of here," you know.
Yeah.
But I did the. I guess
that was the option is, I can arrest your friend and you, or just you.
Yeah.
Who would fuck up their friend like that?
I would sell you out in a minute.
Have. Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. Like, if it would have been like me, you or her, I'd have been like, hey, you should arrest this bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it wasn't. It was you and her or just you. So I took the fall. They saw me actually get the beer from
me. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a great story.
Didn't you have to promise the judge you wouldn't underage drink again?
No, I had to go and do some like, you know, anti-drug and alcohol classes, of which I learned how to make crack at. They taught us how to make crack.
Why would they teach you how to make crack?
It was just part of the video. Like, it was part
well, how do you make crack?
You take, like, baking soda and cocaine, and then you, like, boil it up. And
so so you
put
need
it on a paper plate. And then
you need to get some cocaine first.
Yeah, you have to have cocaine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then, like, on lunch breaks at this thing, like, this guy, I'd go out in this guy's, this random black guy's car, and he'd
crack is cocaine with baking soda added to it?
Yeah, you didn't know
that's
that?
That's it?
Yeah, pretty much, and you cook it. You gotta cook it up. So cool it down.
Is there a difference between the two?
Yes, crack is much more addictive and cheaper because you mix it with baking soda.
So there's less of it.
Right. And it fucks you up because you like smoke it.
Okay.
It's hard to smoke powder.
I'm sorry, continue with your story. I was curious.
I learned a lot from my anti-drug and alcohol class too. But that was a long time ago.
Did you take any drug or alcohol classes?
Never have. So I'm left out.
I was like 16 when I got my MIP. So
MIP,
minor in possession.
Oh,
I was also left out of the. Everybody has to go down to the sex clinic to get their pee hole swabbed.
Yeah, I wasn't part of that either.
Yeah, I just felt
it's a bummer.
Like all of my friends had to go down there because they fucked this broad, and I was like, what the fuck's wrong with me? Why am I the ugly fuck out of all this group of people that I couldn't fuck this broad and then get my pee hole swabbed?
You missed out on a lot, man.
Yeah, I know. Such a shitbag.
Poor fucking guy.
I know.
So they take me to the police station or whatever, and they didn't take my phone from me. So I texted like everyone who's waiting at my house for like the beer that there was going to be no beer for me, and that I expected them to get beer while I was locked up. That way I could have beer when I came out.
Well, what happened to the beer?
Did you keep it?
No, they took it. And they only reported one case as evidence.
Oh.
And the second case...
fell off a truck.
Never found, man. We don't know where that was. As far as they know.
But yeah, when he came back, there was 2 30-packs in the house.
Yeah.
So we bought 4 30-packs.
And then this...
So while the cops were processing Paul, you knew that they weren't there looking for you guys.
No, by that time, my aunt had gotten home, so I conned her into doing it.
Yeah, and then I believe that's the time when this asshole and at WTF Spaghetti went up and picked me up from this place.
No, it's Tom.
Oh, it's Tom. Yeah. And then they just proceed to piss all over the police station bathroom. Like, just all over it. Like, as if the police are somehow going to have to clean this up. Like, fuck all of you! You bastards! Whoever you pay to clean your shit up is going to be pissed.
We got you.
Did they think that there was going to be a janitor cop?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just thought it was funny. Like, cool, you got him.
Yeah.
But you know they don't have to clean that up, right? Like, somebody making $7.50 coming through later going, God damn it. Again.
Not again.
Right, fuck.
You think that would be considered community service? You think, like, somebody like you?
they make him come in. He probably just thought, oh, I'm glad they didn't shit on everywhere. Thank God it was just piss.
So that was you? You peed all over?
No, it was either Tom or Mark.
Oh.
He peed all over the
wedding reception. Were you at Mark's wedding reception?
No, I
was.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible wedding reception. Anyway.
It was terrible?
Well, I had a good time, but it was terrible.
Well,
they ran out of beer, and like they ran out of everything. They were just.
But I was drunker than a hoot owl before I even got there.
They cut drunk off within an hour for you.
Within an hour.
Well, you look drunk now.
No, but I was.
I mean, that's why they call you drunk. Hammered.
Did you know that they've made him take a cab home from the boat? Before, when he was not actually drunk, they said that's a true story. Go ahead.
I walk into the boat. It's like, this is when I had to be at work at like 6 in the morning. It's like 4. Woke up early. Decided to go to the boat.
So you woke up and went to the boat.
Yes.
So it's not okay.
So I'm kind of red eyed.
Right.
And he was probably smoking.
And why did you decide, hey, I should go to the boat? Like. At 4 in the morning when I
actually it was probably closer to like 3 because I didn't have to be at work till 6. And like I worked 2 jobs at the time. One was like 10 to 4.
So this was your you time.
Well, yeah, because I happened to be off my other job at that particular night. So I had to sleep a lot earlier than I normally do. So I woke up at like 3 in the morning. It's like, oh, well, I got hours to kill. Might as well go to the boat.
Right.
So, and I had to wear a shirt and tie at this particular job. So I was wearing a red shirt with a red tie, and I smoked a bowl, so my eyes were just, like, out of control, I'm sure.
So you look like Elmo.
Probably.
Probably.
Okay.
Yes. So I get there. Bitch checks my ID, and she's like, hold on, I gotta get my supervisor. I'm like, what do you gotta get your supervisor for? Next thing you know, they're making me take a cab home.
So you didn't even get into the boat?
No. I got to the point where they check your ID.
Yeah.
And bitch would let me in. Had to get her supervisor, and the supervisor said,
so you hadn't drank anything?
No.
You just looked like a fucking...
Yes.
Drunko.
That happened. So I had to wake up my sister 4 o'clock in the morning so she could take me to the boat so I could get my car so I'd go to work.
Why didn't you just tell the cab driver to let you off, like,
yeah. Why didn't you just say, guys, I'm not drunk, I'm just ugly.
I mean, I actually tried that.
Didn't work?
No. And I was being as nice as could be to these people. So that way I did not have to get in this cab. And they're like, no, you've got to get in this cab. This is ridiculous. I didn't go all you before the show started. I probably should have.
You didn't what?
Go all you before the show started tonight. You were angry, Mike, before the show started.
Was not.
You were too.
I was not.
Why were you angry, Mike?
I wasn't angry.
You sounded angry.
You were ranting.
We could hear you from outside.
Yeah.
I was just fine. Everything's fine.
Okay.
I'm in control.
Nobody said that you weren't in control, Mike.
You're the king of your castle.
Yeah, let's go into some control. Let's go in.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I forgot too.
Yeah.
Well,
all good in the hood. See, I don't have any issues whatsoever.
Except for your butthole being hungry.
Butthole's not hungry. My butthole's just fine. It's full. Did I get through everything here?
Everything essential.
I don't know what cheeseburger karma is, but that's on my list.
I'm sure you remembered last week.
Yeah.
Is it like the CBO from McDonald's?
No. Cheeseburger karma probably means something, but who gives a shit, right?
It's because Tom only owes you one cheeseburger.
That's it! That son of a bitch! Tommy Potts has owed me a cheeseburger for like 10 years, right?
I thought you... No. I think on this very show...
Nah, I was just saying that to be nice.
You said there was...
He got me in a situation where I was in a public forum looking silly, and so I said... Oh, no, you forget about it. Don't worry about it. But he still owes me that fucking cheeseburger. That's
does
bullshit.
He know that?
Yeah, he knows he owes me the fucking cheeseburger.
Why does he owe you a cheeseburger?
We made a bet last week that I bet him that Baltimore was going to beat the Colts. He was like, no fucking way. I was like, all right, man, cheeseburger bet. He was like, fuck yeah, cheeseburger bet. Baltimore beat the fucking Colts. So now that motherfucker owes me 2 cheeseburgers. That's right.
On this very show, you told him... He did not owe you a cheeseburger.
Nothing I say on this show is actually real.
Let me ask you a question. Were you specific about the cheeseburgers?
He's going to get some White Castle.
Yeah, he's going to get you 2 White Castle burgers.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioFubar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go and wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now go on. You heard me? Go on. Go on, scram. Go. I hate you. Go. Ah! Ah! Welcome as your kind!
Are you white fanging me?
Sorry, what?
White Fang Schmidt.